And welcome back to In Touch. Adam St. Paul with you this morning. And joining us on the phone, one of the winners of the Big Idea Competition, which is, of course, put on yearly and is a chance for students to get out and kind of express themselves creatively when it comes to coming up with businesses or apps and all sorts of different things. And on the phone with us right now, all the way from Falkton, Ellen Schlechter, and she'll be talking about her calving book app. And Ellen, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Thank you so much for your for the time. We appreciate it. So I guess we'll start things off. Tell us about your big idea, the marketing design winner for the Calving Book app. What is it? What does this app do?
Oh, about a year and a half ago, I created a Calving Book app that keeps track of cow and calf records on your phone. So instead of having a traditional paper and pen book, you have it right on your phone, and it syncs to the cloud, and then you don't have to worry about losing it or washing it or something like that.
And where did this idea come from?
We had the need on our farm. We have a bunch of people that need access to it at any given moment, and there was kind of a fear of losing it. So we sought out to search for one, but we couldn't find one that we liked, so I was told to make it happen.
And how did you go about creating an app? Because it sounds like a lot of people can do that nowadays, but it's so strange. Oh, I just created this app. Look at that. You know, I'm sure there's a little bit more that goes into it. Tell us, what's the process like?
Well, at first I tried to learn code, and that is very challenging, and it takes a lot of time. So I kind of gave up, but then I was searching online, and I found an online platform that would allow me to make the app using a drag-and-drop format. And then I could add bits of code in as I needed to, so it was fully customizable, yet it didn't require it to be built in code only.
How special was this project for you, seeing as that you picked a problem or you picked a situation that you yourself deal with every single day? It's one thing to, you know, go in the library and brainstorm what people need and come up with something, but this is something that can help you out in your everyday life as well.
Yeah, we had a need for it, so I just made it. And it wasn't too difficult to put together the big idea part of it because I had already been through a lot of the steps that they're asking you to think about.
And what are some of those steps?
They're asking usually how you're going to market, who's your competition, and how you are going to carry out your business.
And how special was winning the marketing portion of the big idea competition?
It actually meant a lot to me because I submitted the same business plan and marketing design last year, and I got honorable mention, and I didn't receive anything for the marketing design, actually. And then this year, I decided to improve upon it, and I actually won.
Excellent. Once again, you're listening to In Touch and joining us all the way from Falkton, Ellen Schlechter, and she is the big idea winner in the competition of marketing design. Thank you so much for the time, Ellen. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.